We're talking today with Harry Birdwell, who's the chief executive officer of the school land office. And Harry, let's talk a little bit about the concept of school land here in 2014. It seems like it's almost like an old-fashioned type concept, but it's something that's worked really well since statehood for the state of Oklahoma.
Well, it has. The school land trust in Oklahoma was established really before statehood. The federal government had the notion that as new states came into the union of states, they would give them land to use to generate income to support public education. The idea was the economy spreads with the better education and such. Mm-hmm. So over time, our job has exclusively been to utilize these state assets to generate funds to provide for common education and higher education in the state of Oklahoma, and we continue to do that, and that's our single role in Oklahoma.
So you got really what about three different pots of assets? I guess you got cash, you've got oil, gas leases, and then you got physical land.
That's true. We have 1,100,000 acres of mineral rights in Oklahoma, which make us one of the large mineral owners in the state. Obviously, we have over 750,000 acres of surface land in the state. And we have an investment pool that now is larger than $2.3 billion that has accumulated over time from the sale of some land and from royalties that have been extracted from the land, et cetera. So it is a fairly large asset-rich agency that supports education. I was appointed to my role as Secretary of the Land Commission 3.5 years ago by the governor and confirmed by the state Senate. And those five members of our commission, the governor, the lieutenant governor, the state auditor and inspector, state superintendent of schools, and the state chairman of the Department of Agriculture oversee our operations. And during the last 4 years, we have increased the distributions to our education beneficiaries by 53%, and we have increased the value of our cash assets that are invested on Wall Street by 47%. So we think we've done well. I think we have a professional staff, and we are looking forward to continued success.
As far as the monies that you are contributing back to the education of our students in Oklahoma, does this go exclusively just to common education, or are you working with career tech and universities as well?
Well, all of the 525 state independent school districts are beneficiaries of the trust, and 13 of the higher education institutions in the state are.
Let's talk a little bit about the land. One of the reasons that we're talking today, of course, upcoming, we've got our annual set of lease auctions. It'll be coming up real soon, the latter part of October into early November. Challenge of drought, I know, has been on the minds of your staff and your leaseholders. We're really into our third or fourth year of kind of ongoing drought in the western part of the state.
Well, that is a concern, and so it calls on us to do several things. One, be sure we don't overuse the land. Two, that we do everything we can to develop the water resources and preserve the water resources. And three, that we conserve the land and be sure that whatever happens weather-wise, we best manage the land. Candidly, there have been a lot of people who have been looking for additional grazing land with the lack of water there's been. We spent an inordinate amount of money over the last two or three years, and one of my strong feelings is that this land was given to the state of Oklahoma in perpetuity for benefit of education. That means we've got to be good stewards. It means that the land has to be worth as much or more tomorrow and 100 years from now as it is now. So we have to do what we can to conserve the land and to develop the water resources and to be sure that it's a valued asset for years and years and years to come.
For a gentleman that might be looking at working with you as a leaseholder, do you like specify or stipulate grazing, load levels, this type of thing, particularly when you start talking about drought conditions?
We do, and when we send out our auction brochure or when it's posted on our website each year, the specific conservation requirements and the grazing limitations are stated there.
Let's talk about the auction for this year. You have a rolling set of leases because they are 5-year leases, and you kind of, I guess, go through all of those every 5 years.
That's right. They're leased on a staggered basis, on a rolling basis each year. About a fifth of all the land we own is up for lease, about 150,000 or thereabouts acres every year for a 5-year term. Each year we have 8 or 10 sites where those auctions are held. This year they'll begin the 20th of October, and they will end on the fourth day of November. And anybody interested in grazing or cropping land or for that matter recreational land can check our website at www.wclo.okay.gov for details, or they can write us at 120 North Broadway in Oklahoma City for an auction brochure, and we look forward to seeing people and having vibrant competition for leases this year, and all the proceeds go to support education in Oklahoma.
When we think about the concept of these leased lands, you've got some folks that have had leases for have renewed quite a few times down through the years, I know, but is that still kind of the norm, or are we starting to get away from that a lot of cases you're seeing maybe only folks pick it up for the first time?
Well, we've seen rather vigorous bidding in most areas of the state the last several years. Doesn't say that people who have had school leases and know the value of them, or have incorporated them into their block of acreage that they have grown accustomed to grazing or cropping, that they don't go and make a vigorous effort to get the lease renewed. But all of our leases are open auctions, and anybody can come and bid, and are encouraged to do so.